This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, say what you want about Todd Boehly, but the new Chelsea owner certainly knows how to get things done. He's just one day on from removing Thomas Tuchel from his post. The American has installed Graham Potter as the Blues' new manager. And is this a shrewd bit of business, or will the former Brighton boss struggle to find his feet at Stamford Bridge? I'm Ian Joy, and I'm delighted to be joined by Nigel Riococher and my good friend Jonathan Johnson to discuss the breaking news. Che golazzo begins right now. Hey, everybody. Welcome along. My name is Ian Joy. You're probably wondering where my good friend Luis Miguel Echegaray is. Let me fill you in just a minute. But before, I'm joined by two special guests today, Nigel Riococher and my good friend Jonathan Johnson. So Luis Miguel Echegaray is no longer in the hot seat. Unfortunately, he has departed the building. As you follow on his social medias, you'll be able to see and maybe make contact with Luis Miguel. He is moving on to a new adventure. He has chosen to step away from this post, and he has delightfully handed me the keys to sit in this chair and to talk to all you wonderful people. But today, I've got my good friends, Jonathan Johnson and Nigel Riococher. We're going to touch upon Luis Miguel Echegaray before we get into some breaking news from Chelsea, as we mentioned at the top of the show. Jonathan Johnson, how are you doing, my friend?
Yeah, doing very well. Thank you. Great to be on with you guys. And yeah, obviously, slight tinge of sadness, with LME moving on, but he's moving on to a new exciting project for him, both personally and professionally. And, I think I speak for us all when I say that I wish him all the best and thank him for 2+ years of, being a great professional, a great colleague, but also a friend.
Nigel, yep. You said he was a friend of yours. You probably wouldn't give him the most expensive cigar in your collection, but he's a good enough friend to have some kind words for him.
Yes, I can't give Luis the expensive cigar. I can give him something that he doesn't know about, but not as good as quality. But no, Luis is more than just another guy that I've come across in the media and all my works of life of playing football. He has become a real good friend of mine, and he's a big Villa fan as well, and we've really built a friendship and a connection, and I wish him well. A very talented young man, and I know he's going to go on to do more exciting and great things, and we'll definitely keep in contact with him, and a fantastic human being.
He is one great human being, a very talented individual, and certainly someone we are going to miss at CBS across all of our platforms, and I'm sure all the Che Golazzo fans out there will miss him dearly. You can still stay in contact with him as he goes on to his new adventure on his social media platforms. But from me personally, also a big thank you to Luis Miguel Echegaray for what he did at CBS Sports, helping growing the game, for being such a great person to work alongside as well ahead of those Champions League days. He wasn't necessarily the best when it came to predicting results or predicting who was going to win games. That's a little sly, a little dig at him there. But we do absolutely love LME, and we wish him all the best moving on. So as I said before at the top of the show, my name is Ian Joy. You might have seen me before on CBS Sports, on Champions League coverage, maybe covering some World Cup qualifiers, Europa League, where Nigel Riococher has been absolutely dreadful in his predictions. But we're hoping his opinion today is a little
bit
better.
I'm going to interject on that one right now. We've just started campaign. All right. And I think, again, if people haven't heard you the first time, his name is Ian Joy again. Ask Ian Joy, who is top of the league right now for predictions that we just started this week. I believe it's Nigel, and I believe Ian is bottom. So I'll let you carry on from there.
All right, let's just say it's match day one. And just for your knowledge, I think James Benge is top of the table right now. All right, I got to move on, boys. Let's get to Chelsea's breaking news today. There was Breaking news coming in after Thomas Tuchel was relieved of his duties. Not a good performance, not a good result against Dinamo Zagreb on Tuesday. And the day later, Thomas Tuchel was away from Chelsea Football Club. So the news broke today, and we now have a new manager in charge of Chelsea Football Club. Graham Potter signs a 5-year contract. Jonathan Johnson, what is your reaction to the breaking news today?
Yeah, obviously, you know, a surprise. Well, I mean, it's a surprise given the turnaround. You know, obviously, we knew since yesterday that this was going to be the choice that Chelsea pursued. You know, I think there's always going to be a twinge of disappointment given everything that Brighton have showed over the last couple of years under Graham Potter's leadership. But also at the same time, you know, kind of a sense of intrigue now to see how he handles this new position. Obviously, a huge step up. It sounds like he's taking quite a few members of his backroom staff with him as well. But, you know, I think now, you know, this is the real start of the new Chelsea era, you know, and I think Potter is a shrewd move, you know, and I think he has a very exciting future ahead of him. But this is also, you know, quite a high pressure task. So I'm very, very curious to see how the next couple of weeks go.
JJ, is he a shrewd move or is it the right move? That's what I want to know. We want to know if it's the right move in your opinion, JJ. Because I've got mine.
I mean, I think it's a better move for Chelsea than it perhaps is for Potter. Because I think for Potter, it's a very... I mean, there's a lot of pressure. But, you know, I mean, Tuchel is going to be a hard act to follow, given that he came in and within 6 months won the Champions League title. You know, that's never easy to follow. And also the expectation that comes with being the first coach of a new era like this. I mean, we saw it, you know, with Roman Abramovich when Jose Mourinho came in. You know, it's a big, big step for him, you know, but it's one that he feels he's ready to fulfill.
Yeah, I think for me, I think it's a gamble by Chelsea, and it's not taking anything away from what Graham Potter is and what he's about. Done fantastically well at Brighton, deserves all the credit he's getting because he also develops players. But now he's taking a big leap to Chelsea, to that top 1%. I'm sure he's very aware of the pressure that comes with being a manager at that level. Whether he's ready for it or not, only time will tell. And for me, I think the safer bet was the other man that was linked to it was Mario Pochettino. And I think you look at him, he's already established himself at that level of management with what he did at Tottenham and obviously Paris Saint-Germain. So he knows what comes with that kind of pressure and expectancy. For me, is if it doesn't work out for Graham Potter, it's a difficult situation for him because it's like, where does he go next? He was doing so well at Brighton. He gets offered a big club, big opportunity. And again, I take nothing away from him because when you get those type of opportunities, like a manager like Graham Potter, you definitely have to take those opportunities because they don't come around too often for managers of his kind of caliber. But again, it's a big gamble. And if it doesn't work out for him, where's the blame going to be laid at? It's going to be laid again back at ownership because you've gone in, you've been very involved. And I'm sure, JJ, you can add to this as well. From what you remember, I've never come across Chelsea so open and scatter with targets of players, who they're going out after, so many leaks coming out of Chelsea. And it never used to happen under the old regime. You know, they got a lot more professional account of what's wanted, what's needed under the old regime compared to this new regime. So for me, I agree with you. It's finally a new start because you've brought in a new manager. But again, Graham Potter has to understand he's not going to get the opportunity to develop that many players. He's going to have the finished players already. And it's a different level of egos that he has to deal with. And he has to get those players on his side quickly, because if he doesn't get them on board quickly, it's going to be a long, rough, bumpy ride.
Yeah, I mean, all valid points, and obviously, as an ex pro, you'll know what that kind of, you know, the first couple of days of a new manager are like much better than me. I mean, both you and Ian obviously experienced in that. You know, I think the one observation sort of from that that I would add is, you know, I wonder if Mauricio Pochettino perhaps took away from his chances of a job like Chelsea, like Manchester United, who he'd also been linked with, you know, in the last year, with the way things went with PSG. You know, there was a lot of expectation there. And of course, he did start to win silverware at Parc des Princes. But I'll open the question up to both of you and maybe start with Ian first. I mean, do you feel that Pochettino at this moment in time is now considered sort of an elite coach that a club like Chelsea are going to go for? Because I think that's also quite a hit on his reputation as well, if Chelsea would prefer somebody like Potter over Pochettino.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Obviously, listening to both of your opinions right there. And Nigel, you speak so wisely, obviously being a former player in the Premier League, recognizing also the stature of Chelsea Football Club and what was in demand and who can handle that type of pressure. And I think that's probably why you're saying Pochettino was ready to go. It's almost as if you're off at the races with the right coach in charge. And now with Graham Potter, you're going to have to build him in. The players have got to get used to him. He's not coached at that level before, certainly not at that stature of a club. But JJ, to your question, yeah, it's really interesting. You make a fantastic point about Paris Saint-Germain and Pochettino. It was a big job for him going to PSG. Obviously, they want to win the Champions League domestically. You know they've got the squad to be able to win domestically pretty much every year. But I think that it's not necessarily ruined his reputation. I think that he's probably trying to pick wisely what his next move is. And clubs looking at Pochettino, I still think, favour him greatly. There's no doubt in my mind that Pochettino would have been up there, if not in the top two, he would have been up there in the top three of names who could potentially take over Chelsea, who is proven at the highest level, who you would expect to go in and get off the races and a great start. So I don't know if his reputation is ruined. I think you're going to find Pochettino at some point in a big club and when the time is right. But Chelsea Football Club, as Nigel pointed out, they're in a bit of a mess right now. There's a lot of problems going on at the football club, trying to keep players happy. I think Thomas Tuchel, ahead of his departure from the club, had sort of lost the plot. Even his team selection, Nigel, was crazy in the Champions League game. Leaving out Mendy, making big decisions, throwing Fofana straight in there, Aubameyang straight in there. Obviously, Aubameyang he loves and he trusts, but I found him a bit erratic, the way he handled the media. JJ, you know all about that. But Nigel, what did you think of the way Thomas Tuchel departed before obviously being fired?
Well, for me, I think that I'm actually surprised that a lot of people are surprised. I think that the writing was on the wall from the start of the season, in my opinion, because I generally try to read between the lines of players and things that happen. And I'm not talking just about the incident that happened with him and Conte during the Chelsea-Tottenham game. For me, if you look at his reaction on the sideline all the time, it's not great. I know he's very dramatic on the sideline, but sometimes it's very negative towards his own players. And then he complained and moaned about players that he brought in. He chose to bring in these players. And like Ian said, some of his decision-making has been questioned. Starting Aubameyang, dropping Mendy. And then again, if you look at him in that Champions League game, he sat for the last 20 minutes pouting like a spoilt child. So I think for me, the writing was on the wall. It's going to happen. I just don't understand how people are surprised. Again, not to go over what we've just discussed. Yes, it's great. Some Chelsea fans will be, okay, we've given a British manager a chance, an up-and-coming manager. How long are they going to be patient? We have to realize the game that we're in and the game that we cover. We know at that level there, it's all about results fast. You're not going to be given that time. And this is Chelsea. This is the same Chelsea that brought back the club legend Frank Lampard, gave him a manager's job where they couldn't buy. He had to go and use youth and stuff. And they felt no way to get rid of a club legend like that. So Graham Potter's not going to get the time that we think. And if it doesn't work out quickly well for Todd Bowley, he has to be ready for the criticism, because people are like, you had Pochettino out there, you had Zinedine Zidane out there, you had managers who already managed clubs at this level, at this point, where they could bring instant success or actually keep you up there to compete, where you don't have to do the whole rebuilding. And you chose to give someone who was doing well, rightly so, an opportunity, and it doesn't work out. Fans ain't going to look at it like that. Fans want it and want it now because they want to stay at that level.
Yeah, I agree with you. Again, breaking news. Chelsea have appointed Graham Potter as their head coach on a five-year contract after the departure of Thomas Tuchel one day after their defeat against Dinamo Zagreb in the Champions League match day one. Not much time to waste. There has been a comment from Chelsea Football Club. "We are thrilled to bring Graham to Chelsea," said Todd Boehly after Potter's appointment. "He is a proven coach and an innovator in the Premier League who fits our vision for the club. Not only is he extremely talented on the pitch, he has skills and capabilities that extend beyond the pitch, which will make Chelsea a more successful football club." Thanks to everybody for joining in. Please make sure you like and subscribe. JJ, it's a big appointment, Graham Potter. It's an English coach in charge of a big English club.
Yeah, there's a lot to like about it, a lot to be excited about. I mean, I think, you know, when you've shown that you, I mean, you know, when you look at what Potter has done with Brighton, you can see that he has something about him. His intelligence, I wouldn't say it's unrivaled, but he's up there with some of the most sort of tactically savvy, you know, coaches in the league. You know, he's worked as a very efficient part of a very well-run project in the last couple of years at Brighton. But now this is a real test of him and his elite credentials, you know, because he's come from almost nowhere, you know, before landing a job in Swansea City and then going to Brighton. And with all due respect to both Swansea and Brighton, neither of them are close to sort of the level of expectation that surrounds Chelsea. But also at the same time, you know, there has been a lot of speculation, you know, curiosity about when Potter will make the move to a bigger club, a more challenging scenario. You know, and he has been linked with big posts in the past. It's not the first time that he's been linked with the job and just immediately got it. So for me, I think it's exciting. It's exciting for the Premier League to, you know, to have a homegrown, you know, coach, you know, coming up in one of the top positions. And I obviously, as somebody who comes from the same hometown as him, Solly Hull, I'm a bit disappointed that we probably won't be seeing him rocky up at Villa Park anytime soon. But, you know, I wish him
throw that one in there.
Absolutely. But no, honestly, I wish him all the best. And I hope for him that he can hit the ground running, because I think you're right. You know, I think that the pressure will be on from day one, you know, and I just hope for him that, you know, the owners are prepared to show him more patience than they did Thomas Tuchel. But adding to Nigel's point about Thomas Tuchel, quite right, you know, the writing was on the wall for a long time. Tuchel is not a long-term appointment, no matter where he goes. Not at Chelsea, wasn't at PSG, wasn't at Borussia Dortmund, he wasn't at Mainz before that. Thomas Tuchel will always find a way to fall out with his superiors. I think the only surprise was, you know, that he managed to sort of see two different owners of the club before making his way out of Stamford Bridge. So it doesn't surprise me that he's, you know, he's on the move. And I am curious to see if he perhaps, you know, reappears at some point in the Premier League, because I think there are quite a few, you know, big clubs, if they make a managerial change, who will be looking at him. And also, you know, if Bayern do suffer in their form in the next couple of months, they've also been known to be big fans of Thomas Tuchel as well.
I just want to say, Ian, as well, I forgive JJ for when he was writing up when I was at Villa and used to give me a 4 out of 10 every week for just no reason. I think it was more personal than anything else, but it's okay, JJ. I forgive you for that. No, 100% what you said is 100% right. I agree to you. I think for me, I just want to make it clear, I think Graham Potter is a talented manager, and I think it's great he's been presented opportunity. What I wanted just to make people understand is it's a different beast he's going to now. And if he's not successful, it's going to be very tough on him, and it's always going to look bad on Chelsea because of the other options that's available. But at the same time, how can we know how capable Graham Potter is if he's not given opportunities at this level? So in one hand, it's great by Chelsea, you know, like JJ said, their British manager giving him opportunity, can see the vision. And it's obviously a lot more than just management there. I think there's a long-term plan that they want to invest with Graham Potter in recruiting and how they're going about it. Because again, Chelsea's recruiting has been questioned at the start of this season, where people are making fun of some of the signings. So obviously somewhere along the line there's a disconnect between ownership and the football club in the sense of what direction they're going recruitment-wise. So maybe that's something else that he can add to, as well as being a manager. So it's going to be interesting. But again, we don't know how far he can go unless these opportunities are provided. So maybe he can actually show that he can be in that group of the top 1% manager. But he definitely needs to hit the ground running, and he needs to win the players over very quickly, and also the fan base, because Chelsea fans want Champions League and want competing for the Premier League title. Like, there's no knocking that. That is exactly what is the demand at Chelsea Football Club.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're just tuning in, Graham Potter has been appointed Chelsea manager. 5-year contract. It looks like it's a big bit of business for Todd Boehly. His first major move after spending a ton of money on the transfer window and the recent departure of Thomas Tuchel left many fans unhappy. Before we get on to Brighton, I want to say to everybody out there, thanks again for tuning in. Make sure you like and subscribe, but also share a comment if you agree with what the guys are saying. We have Nigel Rio-Coker, Jonathan Johnson with us today. I am Ian Joy, your host for the moment. And it is a big bit of business right now for Chelsea Football Club. You mentioned earlier, Nigel, about Graham Potter going to Chelsea, the expectancy. But let's not forget that Chelsea Football Club, over the last 22 years, the average term for a manager is 524 days. Thomas Tuchel lasted 589 days, if I'm not mistaken, and his trophy cabinet was relatively full. So what can we expect from Graham Potter? And I guess the big question would be, why would he take this job when you know there's such a short term?
Well, it's different ownership. It's hard to say. That was under, you know, the previous ownership. And I think for me, if you look at Chelsea and how they managed and how they did things at the club, it was very similar to Real Madrid. I think any manager who goes to Real Madrid knows that you've got a lifespan of at least 3 years, 3 or 4 years. That's it. You're lucky to get two. If you've got more than 2 years at Real Madrid, that's it. But Real Madrid's philosophy is, we'll get in the players, you come in and manage. You can win the league title and the Champions League, but there's a chance we can get rid of you next year. And it's worked for them. You know, they've stayed successful because it's a new manager, new message, new thing coming in. Going completely offside, off a different side note, you look at Liverpool right now. Jurgen Klopp's been there for 7 years. Now they're talking about reinventing himself. It was very similar when Jurgen Klopp was at Dortmund for 7 years. So some clubs are used to that kind of style of running their club where we'll bring in the players. We've got the scouting network. We bring you the best of the best. You don't have to develop players. You just have to come and manage these egos and manage these players and do what you have to do to win. If you don't win and you're not successful, we get rid of you. So I think now under Todd Boehly, we're going to see kind of a different Chelsea. I don't think he's as cutthroat as the previous regime is. And again, also, you've got to be careful of who's advising him. No, but you say that, Ian, but I think...
But how can you say that, Nigel? I mean, Thomas Tuchel has had success at the football club. He has been brilliant for Chelsea Football Club since he's arrived, and you're saying he's not cutthroat.
But, okay, but the difference is this, though. There's an incident that came out, apparently, that Todd Bowley went into the dressing room after the whole Tottenham game. Now, Thomas Tuchel is not going to be that type of manager that stands for that. He's old school. I think from then, that's kind of upset him. And then you don't know what kind of tension that's caused. And for all you know, we don't know if there's a player in the dressing room that talks to the ownership. Because one of the things they said is they felt he's lost the dressing room and stuff. When things like that happen, it makes it very uncomfortable. An owner should be an owner. A manager should be a manager. And that's it. But when you start mixing and integrating the two, you're causing problems.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more with that. And also I think at the end of the day, there was probably an element of when, Bowley and the new regime came in where they were thinking, do we try and bring in our own man or, do we give the current guy time? You know, because obviously it's very difficult to argue with Thomas Tuchel's record in such a short space of time with Chelsea. But also, I think when you come in, you know, that a takeover of that magnitude, the temptation must be enormous, to stamp your mark on it from the off and put your own man in place. And I think perhaps... whether it was something that happened, as soon as the game started coming, maybe even as early as preseason, as I've seen some suggestions on social media, maybe there started to be a feeling that, the relationship wasn't going to be quite as easy as, both parties expected, little bits of tension, started to feed into the beginning of the season. And then suddenly, you're on this path towards things potentially being untenable quite quickly, because you're absolutely right, Nigel, Thomas Tuchel can be quite an explosive character. If he sees something he doesn't like, he doesn't just sort of step back from it. He steps in front of it, confronts it, and makes it very clear that he doesn't agree with it. So, if there is that sort of interference, I think this is, perhaps a bit of a warning shot for Bowley that, he is going to have to, take a bit of distance and let his new man get to grips with things.
We'll keep this pretty quickly before we move on to Brighton. We recognize there's a lot of breaking news also happening for Brighton and Hove Albion, and it's important we discuss what's happening there as well. But before we move on from Chelsea, there's a lot of US fans who are tuning in watching this who are big Chelsea fans. They're also big Christian Pulisic fans, and there's been a lot of players who have been sitting on the sidelines trying to get into Thomas Tuchel's starting 11. What does a move like this mean for someone like Christian Pulisic, who's been desperate to get into the starting 11, clearly frustrated, and now there's a new man at the helm, Nigel?
There's no guarantee. Whenever a new manager comes in, there's no guarantee, and I think that's what football fans need to understand here. When you play football in the Premier League and in Europe, there's no such thing as a participation trophy. You've got to earn the right. None of these players are Graham Potter's players, so everyone's going to know they have a point to prove. It doesn't matter how big your name is. It doesn't even matter if you're Aubameyang and you just came into Chelsea because they needed a striker desperately. He will play the players that he feels deserve to, and then everyone has to earn the right. It's been difficult for Pulisic at the moment at Chelsea to get game time. I think the biggest problem that he's had is Raheem Sterling coming there. And it's not an aging Raheem Sterling. This is Raheem Sterling in his prime. So that is probably his main competitor, and it's a difficult one, and he has to earn the right to get in that team. And I think Graham Potter knows, and he's going to make sure all the players know, it's a complete clean slate. No one's guaranteed to start, and only time will tell.
Surely, though, that clean slate, must be a massive motivation, as a player when you're perhaps out of favor under the former coach. You've got a new guy coming in. It's a fresh start for everyone, a new chance for him to impress. I'm not as down on Pulisic as perhaps somebody like James Bench, who I know doesn't have Pulisic sort of to the top of his rotation in this Chelsea squad. But, you do feel like it is a new start for a lot of the guys in this group of players, because it is a very, very talented group. And obviously in a World Cup year, there's no greater motivation, surely, for a player than to have a new coach and to be playing for your international future at the World Cup at the same time.
Well, let's not forget that Nigel was probably responsible for many a sacking of his managers at the time. And I can only imagine.
No vicious rumours here. Let's not start that. Let's not start. All I'm saying is we discussed some big names, and I know that someone on this panel is an Aston Villa fan. Let's just say, get into close to that sacking season. So there's going to be some big clubs with vacant managerial seats up there, and there's some players. And then depending on what managers these clubs go for, we're going to see how ambitious these clubs truly are, or they just like to talk the talk.
Yeah, I do look forward to talking some of the possibilities of many coaches in the hot seat as we look to break down or preview the Premier League fixtures that are coming up this weekend. Let's move on quickly to Brighton. They have just released a statement saying that pretty much all the coaching staff has now gone to Chelsea Football Club. And under 21 coach Andrew Cross will take the role of Albion's interim head coach, supported by his assistant Shannon Roof. And then set play coach Nick Stanley. Here's one for you, Nigel. Adam Lallana, an assistant goalkeeping coach, Jack Stern, will all be in charge of Brighton and Hove Albion. They sit fourth in Premier League right now, ahead of Chelsea, wow, two places ahead of them. And then, of course, they have a big game against Bournemouth this weekend. We got to talk about Brighton because this affects them greatly. What a great campaign they're having right now. JJ, what do you think now? Obviously, losing a coach, they go into a big game this weekend, trying to maintain. How difficult must that be for them to try and remain focused?
Oh, massively. I think to an extent it'll probably feel like an end of an era, in and around Brighton. I mean, you bear in mind all the activity that's gone on, this summer, because it's not just Potter. You know, you had Cucurella moving on as well. That's a lot of Chelsea money that has gone into Brighton's coffers. But the trade-off for that is you've lost a very good player, a very good coach, and a large amount of the coaching staff as well. So I think, Brighton need to be really smart about this, take their time, really consider things properly, because Brighton at this moment in time, especially given the way that they started the season under Potter, they're a very attractive prospect. And we had a theoretical discussion on here the other day about the possibility of whether Brighton could go for somebody like a Pochettino, given how PSG worked out. I mean, I still think that perhaps it might be slightly below what Pochettino is probably expecting from his next job, but it's that
You want Pochettino? Stop playing, JJ. You want Pochettino? Just say it.
I do.
Just say it. You don't want him to go Brighton.
No, I mean, I would welcome Pochettino at Villa Park if it comes to that. We will see. I mean, it's a massive weekend for Villa, on a completely different tangent. But, I think Brighton, their recruitment process is second to none. And if that remains intact, then I expect Brighton's managerial appointment to follow Potter to not necessarily be an obvious candidate.
Yeah, I think that they have to be smart about it. And everything JJ said is right. They have to take their time because they've built something great right now. You can't come in and bring a manager who doesn't fit the style of what you're about as a football club, in the sense of developing players, the network that you have, and the style of play that you have. You have to have a manager that's very, very adaptable to the players and the personnel and the constant change. If you come in with a manager that's very demanding, wants these players, you're going to change the complete structure of how you've run that club, which is getting so many rave reviews, as probably saying Brighton is one of the best run clubs in English football, which they rightly so deserve. So it's a situation where they really need to take their time. They're probably going to have to go for an up-and-coming manager with a footballing philosophy, young manager who they can, like I said, fit the mold for what the club is about.
Well, Brighton and Hove Albion just releasing a statement. Chairman Tony Bloom has also made some comments. I am very disappointed that Graham will be leaving us. He has done exceptionally well over the past 3 and a bit seasons. He is an exceptional head coach and an exceptional person. He will be hugely missed at our football club. He leaves an excellent legacy for his successor, with the club in its highest ever position and on the back of leading us to our highest finish in the club's history last season. I would like to thank Graham, Billy, Bjorn, Bruno, Ben and Kyle for their work done here and wish them all the very best for their future. So breaking news today on Kegel, lads. So you heard it here first. Well, maybe not, but we're pulling you in with all the breaking news. Chelsea appoint Graham Potter on a 5-year contract. A big thank you to Jonathan Johnson and Nigel Riococo for joining me today. Thank you so much to all of you also for joining us on Kegel, lads. So please take a minute to leave us a rating. Please leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform, or even here, right here on YouTube. We are available also on podcast. Don't forget about it. You can listen on Spotify. You can listen on Apple and Stitcher. And we're also available on video. So subscribe to us on YouTube. Thanks, everybody, for watching. We'll see you next time.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.